Hey, I don't have that memorized.
Big thoughts, so you don't have to.
Here we go.
Well, that's ambitious.
Here's John Williams.
Ordinary people, when working together, can do extraordinary things.
Here's your president.
Lord have mercy.
Not sure where that other audio is coming from, but I think we can ignore it. The question is, can I? It's 209 on WGN. This is John Williams. We're in the Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. We invited our own Ryan Burrow to come back and talk to us a little bit more about this. You heard his report in Bob's News. You were just at the president's speech or talk or whatever that was.
It was a panel discussion. If this were taking place at UIC or at Northwestern or any of our other wonderful colleges, and it was any other political professor, we'd just go,
whatever.
Another afternoon thing. But this was the former president at his old stomping grounds.
And his real first major public appearance since he was president.
Yeah, exactly. And really, that's you as a news reporter, you sit back and you say, okay, I just watched something that took, you know, about 90 minutes. And what is the takeaway? What is the main thing that we come away with? And that's it. It was the former president speaking for the first time. I didn't really get anything.
He didn't make any news.
Not really. Nothing brand new coming out of that. Look, a lot of the themes he talked about, you know, bringing in young people and talking about, you know, civic engagement and getting involved, and not just at the, you know, national level, but getting involved in PTAs and PTOs and you know, condo associations and, you know, various other organizations, trying to bring people up to want to be part of, you know, water reclamation districts and dog catchers, if you will, you know, and trying to engage. That was all stuff he talked about in his farewell address, you know, just trying to get people more involved and try to bridge some of this gap we have between the two parties.
He didn't say anything like, oh, now look, this guy, the president, by the way, that's my Obama.
See, it's getting there.
He's crazy. We got to get rid of him. The North Korea thing, he's in over his head. He didn't say anything
as
like that.
As close as that was to Obama, no. He didn't mention the Trump administration at all. There was some little inkling when there was a question about immigration policy, but he gave a lot of generic answers that he's given before about, you know, there are some people who are nervous about security. There are some people who, you know, look, come to this country just like many of our ancestors did. So it was kind of a watered-down answer. It didn't really attack Trump or
talk about him. I suppose he's wise right now. He doesn't need to score any points.
No, exactly. And this has always been kind of the unwritten rule for former presidents. Stay out of the new president's business. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what books or information he's got that you don't have. And while you feel like you may understand something, back off and let him do his thing.
I suppose if he is going to engage that way, he'd better pick his spots and just lobbying something hateful or dumb or, you know, even if it was right, I'd be very surgical about my use of my presidential podium.
And that's what he said at the farewell address. Look, if there's somewhere that I see someone, you know, being wronged, whether it be some kind of community or some kind of population, I'll speak up if I see something. But, you know, for the most part, this is the next president's deal, not mine.
Doesn't sound like it was all bad stuff. Remember, too, his audience was college kids, not Republicans or Democrats or me. It was college kids. So he said things like this.
On the back end now of my presidency, now that it's completed, I'm spending a lot of time thinking about what is the most important thing I can do for my next job. Although there are all kinds of issues that I care about and all kinds of issues that I intend to work on, the single most important thing I can do is to help in any way I can prepare the next generation of leadership to take up the baton.
Boring. Boring. Come on. Make some news, Mr. President.
Yeah, it was a little dry at times.
Although you told me off the air, say it on the air, maybe you recall exactly what the point was. He was talking about don't imagine what you're going to be when you grow up or what you're going to do when you grow up.
It was an interesting point because he had a panel of six young leaders. Some of them have actually run for office to this point. Think about that. I mean, let's face it. They've got their work cut out for them, and they're probably well on their path. But he said as he's writing this book, which I guess made news. We all knew he's writing a book. It's $65 million the family's getting for writing this book. But he talked about, you know, losing elections. And he talked about when he lost elections, he always realized that he was running these elections just to make that next step. And it was never about what it was he was who he was trying to reach or what it is he was pursuing. It was all about him and thinking, okay, I got to make this next step. So the quote was, worry less about what you want to be and more about what you want to do. And he's trying to instill to them, look, it's not just one thing to rise up and say, I want to be a congressman one day. It's something to say, well, you know what? That group over there is being wronged, and it's being wronged because their water is unclean, or they're not getting the health services they need, or, you know, X or Y or Z, and that's what I'm going to put my attention in and focus on, not how is this going to advance my career.
That's pretty good. That's a nice message.
And I don't think that works just for politics, too. I mean,
no kidding.
You've got know what it is that you want to do, and you know, the job description may not fit it, but if you're serving the people you want, then...
Well, we all fall into that. I want to be the CEO of the company. Why? You want to be a CEO, or do you want to be the CEO of the company because you want to innovate or come up with a better way for the world to live? You know, then be the CEO. But otherwise, if what you really want to do is innovate, then find a way to be an innovator. You don't have to be a CEO to do that, he said. Well, that's a nice message from the president. So the kids must have been just tickled that they were there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was an invite only. Most of them were leaders at various organizations, whether it be high school or college.
Really?
And so, yeah, I mean, it was a favorable crowd. Anytime you get an invite from a former president, you know you're not going into hostile territory.
Well, especially this president for that crowd. I mean, does he still have the rock star kind of aura?
So. Yeah, came in. He walked in from the home. We got shots of him walking out of his home. He's got the sunglasses on. He's got the suit and the entourage around him. No tie. Same thing when he walked in, you know. Coolest guy in the room, I guess. Obviously, all the eyes on him.
Coolest guy in the room next to you, sir. Thank you for...
thank you.
All right. So there's Ryan Burroughs' report on President Obama speaking at... was it UFC today?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Nice to see you, friend. It's a 2:15. So here we go. Another week. Another airline story. I have two clips for you and then another perspective on what you may have heard. Last week and the week before, it was United Airlines, right? They dragged poor Dr. David Dow off, and we haven't heard the end of that, Lordy, no. And now it's American Airlines' turn. There's a woman getting on. Did she have a German accent? Was there some sort of accent you heard in her voice?
I think she's French.
French. She's walking onto the plane. She's pulling a suitcase, and she has a stroller. She has twins, one in her arm, one in the stroller. You're not supposed to bring the stroller on the airplane, lady. So now what do? We have an emotional, upset lady, and she is crying. She is really sobbing. And I got to tell you, I thought, lady, get a grip. What happened? What happened between you and the little place where you sit and then you show your ticket? You walk down that little walkway, the covered walkway thing, and now you are just in the first class door well there, and you've completely disintegrated. What has happened? What happened? Pull it together. Okay, now what we don't know is what happened, but this one guy gets up, and he's really ticked. He's ready to fight the airline attendant. There's another guy on the plane. There's a bunch of airplane staff there at the front of the plane around this lady, tending to or not tending to her, and one of the passengers is ready to beat them all up. So what did they do to this lady to get this thing to this point? We'll pick it up here in a minute, and I'll take your call on this story, too.